Today is Friday, July 3rd, the second day of services. Even in the morning, we had high humidity and the temperature has climbed throughout the day to mid-80s. The second day has brought more service guests' arrival and general activity.
Our names are Piper Davison, Mia Dozier, and Abby Hutta. It was fun to be here early in the morning to watch the service site waking up. We watched more and more people show up to the general area as it got closer to service time. In that time, we had the opportunity to visit with a few volunteers in separate areas of services, including Carrie Hadia, Ruth Ann Hillica, and Janelle Lake, all from the Monaga, Minnesota congregation, along with a few other workers and guests.
I spoke with Carrie Hadia, who coordinates the pizza for our summer services. I asked her a few questions about how the pizza operation works. Because pizza is such a popular meal option here at services, the numbers are interesting. The greatest amount of pizzas that will be ordered in a day is 1,250. The number of pizzas consumed at Haps on average is about 300. The Monticello Domino's, with help from two other locations, supplies the pizza and delivers it, as they did for 2023 summer services here. Carrie mentioned they shut down the Monticello location just for production for our services. Here's another interesting aspect about this company working with us previously.
They bought new ovens from the profits from just our summer services.
I spoke with Ruth Ann Hillica, who is the head of the coffee shop here at services. While I visited with her, she stated that they plan to sell 7,000 to 8,000 drinks over the weekend, about 4,000 being coffee. There are lots of volunteers, experienced or not, that help throughout the weekend. Each volunteer is assigned to a station, which are Lotus drinks, Italian soda, cold brew, frappes, or whatever else is needed. We talked to a few of the volunteers and customers about their experience at the coffee shop.
What is your name?
Maddie Simonson.
What experience do you have with making coffee drinks?
I have no experience.
Why did you sign up for a coffee shop work shift?
I thought it would be fun to get more experience in a field that I know nothing about.
What is your favorite drink to make?
Any of them.
What is your name?
Abby Gringroth.
What experience do you have with making coffee drinks?
I have quite a bit of experience after working in a coffee shop for a year.
Why did you sign up for a coffee shop work shift?
To help out and to continue my passion.
What is your favorite drink to make?
Fraps.
What drink did you get and why did you get it this early?
Salted caramel cold brew, and I got it this early because I stayed up way too late last night visiting and having fun.
What drink did you get and why'd you get it this early?
The vanilla cold brew, and I got it because I couldn't find an Americano.
What drink did you get and why this early in the morning?
Vanilla sweet cream cold brew, and so that I can stay awake during services.
Thank you. They are all enjoying their time helping with work shifts and attending services. Ruth Ann had a comment for the coffee shop customers.
Come out and enjoy and let us know if there's anything we can do better. Give us good feedback.
I spoke to Janelle Lake, head of first aid. I asked her a few questions about the first aid room. She said they are equipped to handle minor injuries, heat exhaustion, and they also have EMS and an ambulance on site for more serious issues. When I asked who was qualified to work a shift, she stated that workers needed either an LPN or RN certification. Janelle has a message for all service goers.
One of the items this year that we're mostly concerned about is heat exhaustion. So in the first aid room, we do have supplies that will help you feel better. So we encourage you to seek that out before you get feeling too poorly.
I'm Mia Dozier from the Monaga congregation. I have enjoyed services so far and helping out in what areas I can, such as for this broadcast. It's been fun to see behind the scenes of how services are brought to those who can't be here. I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend with the believers.
I am Abby Hutta of the Monaga congregation. I am really enjoying meeting new and old friends, helping out where things are needed, seeing how things run behind the scenes, and being around God's congregation this weekend. I hope everyone listening or attending has a fun time this weekend.
I am Piper Davison of the Elk River congregation. I'm glad I have been able to serve at summer services in this way. I have enjoyed this weekend away from my daily life to be around believers and enjoy their fellowship. I am looking forward to the rest of this weekend before serving at Stony Lake Camp and going back to my daily life.
Services are continuing through Sunday, July 5th. Listen tomorrow night at about the same time for another news report. Good night and God's peace.